In this video, I'm going to demonstrate using the TextBox Watermark Control Extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit to improve the user interaction in your ASP.NET application. So to get started, I'll create a website. I'm going to select the Ajax Control Toolkit website template. There's no installer for the Ajax Control Toolkit, so to get this, you need to build the solution and then use the VSI file. You don't have to do this. You can just select an Ajax-enabled website template and include the DLL for the toolkit if you like. This just saves a step for us. Right, so note that we've got the Ajax Control Toolkit DLL already preloaded. Now, let's go to our default ASPX page. Now, how these control extenders work is they add either properties or behaviors to existing ASP.NET server-side controls. So we're going to need a couple of server-side controls to work with. I'm going to add one text box. I'm going to add a button just for a simulated UI. And then I'm going to add two more text boxes, and we're not actually going to use them in the demo. I just want to be able to show you something in terms of how Visual Studio works with properties and control extenders. So the next thing that I need is I need to add an instance of the control extender on the page as well. So I'm going to scroll down into my Ajax Toolkit tab in my toolbox, which I manually created. Remember, there's no installer. And I'm going to drag and drop a copy of the TextBox Watermark extender onto my page. Notice this is just telling me that this uses the Ajax Control Toolkit DLL, and you already have one in your bin directory. Do you want to replace it or use the one that's in there? And let's add one more watermark extender here. And actually, I will go ahead and use two of the text boxes. Now, I need to set the properties for my watermark extenders and my text boxes. And basically, what we need to do is, for each text box that we want to extend with a watermark, we need to associate a text box watermark extender control with the text box control itself. So if I select the watermark extender control, and then I look at the properties collection, you'll note here that there is a field called target control ID. And this is where we make the association between the extenders and the controls that they extend. Now, extender controls are designed to extend particular control types. So what actually will happen here is Visual Studio will enumerate all the controls of the correct type and place them in this target control ID drop-down list box. So because TextBox watermark extenders are intended to extend TextBox controls, and there are three TextBox controls on this page, Visual Studio has enumerated all three of them. So let's associate TextBox 1 with watermark with TextBox extender 1, and TextBox 2 with TextBox extender 2, and then we'll just leave TextBox 3 without a watermark. So now that I've done that, I can select the text box that I'm extending, and let's look at the properties. If we scroll down towards the bottom, we'll find that because we've made the association between this text box and an extender, there's an inserted extender's properties collection, and I can now specify a CSS class that I want to use for the watermark, as well as some text. So in the text, I can say, please enter a phone number. And maybe I want to specify the format. So maybe I want to say, I'd really like this to look like this. Right. And I could also specify a CSS class. So instead of just putting text in there, maybe I want to add a little color to show that the user hasn't changed that. So to do that, we need to include a CSS file. I've got one sitting on my desktop, and I have a class in there called Watermark. So I'll specify that Watermark is the CSS class that I want to use. And then, of course, I'll have to do two things. First, I want to go and grab that CSS file off my desktop and drag it into my solution. And then the next thing that I want to do is, in the header section of my page, drag that CSS file into my page so that Visual Studio can create an href for me to reference that style sheet. Next, I'll go in, I'll add a watermark extender to the second text box. Right, so I can just go down here to the extenders control. Again, the watermark is going to be watermark, and the text will just say okay. Now let's go ahead and run our little application here. And as it, when it comes up, you'll note that we've got the CSS, the class that we've picked up from our CSS class that we included, and the watermark text. So in our, the first case saying, please enter a phone number and what the phone number's format should be. So if I can do that. Now, remember, that's not validation. That's just a prompt to the user. We could also add validation if we're using the watermark to identify a format. Notice as I leave the field with some text entered, the watermark is gone. If I should empty that field, though, and then take focus off of that field, the watermark comes back. So that's it. Very easy way to use the TextBox watermark extender control that comes with the AJAX control toolkit to add some additional slick functionality to improve the interaction in your user interface.